You are listening to a podcast from Australia's best-known community radio station, 3RRR, 102.7 in Melbourne.
First on the ACTX tonight, joining us on the phone to talk a bit about a recent conference. In fact, so recent, it was only on the weekend. Well-known architectural commentator and editor, Matt Ward from Niche Media.
Can you tell us about what is affirmative architecture first?
Well, the remit, if you like, and this is up there on the website as well, but it's certainly the remit that Martin Hook, who's been one of the organisers of affirmative architecture, in fact he established it last year in Melbourne, is this desire to define an emergent trend amongst young architects to re-engage with the ability of architecture to make life better.
And another speaker, Matt, that I was keen to hear about was the guy from Watt Architecture, who spoke as well. What did you think to that stuff?
Well, Anthony Hoiti, which he's originally a Kiwi. He studied at the Bartlett in London under Peter Cook, and indeed a lot of his work and certainly the stuff that he presented at the symposium carries a similar kind of sense of playfulness to Peter Cook's stuff and certainly very clever. He's now operating in London. We've actually got one of his projects in the latest issue of AR.
Which I was just going to say that. There's an excellent review by Rebecca Roke in the current AR, Matt.
That's right, bang on.
I'm actually reading it whilst you're speaking to me.
well, it's a good story. Rebecca's a great writer, of course, but the project itself is a school. Well, it's a gatehouse, really, for a school, which has had its facade entirely constructed from Lego. Now, that in and of itself obviously does make for quite a compelling set of images, but I think what's really important about the project is the fact that Anthony actually used Lego as a way of engaging with the community and the stakeholders, in this case the children, the primary school children, to get them to start expressing themselves and the kind of things they'd like for the building in the planning stages. He then later realized that he could possibly actually get the kids to contribute to the facade design, so he gave each of the kids involved in the project a small portion of the facade to work up a design, which they then went ahead and built. The kids themselves actually constructed the facade, if you like. So it's a double win, in as much as he used this very, very human, very, very easy to engage with toy, Lego, to get the community engaged in the consultation process, and then got them involved in the construction of the project itself. I mean, what that means is these people have ownership over the architecture right from the get-go.
And that is one of the central kind of notions in this school of thought. Matt, we've run out of time, unfortunately, but the Anthony we were just talking about, he was speaking in Melbourne last night, so you missed him. He was in Melbourne. We didn't really know much about it.
But if you want to catch up, you can buy the latest Architectural Review. It's all about community buildings. Thanks for joining us again, and no doubt we'll be speaking to you soon. Matt Ward from Niche Media.
Niche Media, yes, Editor-in-Chief, Associate Publisher at Niche, put out Inside Magazine and AR on the ACTX. The ACTX at hotmail.com is our email address.
You've been listening to a podcast from Australia's best-known community radio station, 3RRR, 102.7 in Melbourne.